Hugh.
It's a question for Jeremy Hunt. In all this talk about how the NHS has performed over the last Parliament, your government introduced the Health and Social Care Act, which was extremely controversial. You don't talk much about it. Are you proud of that act standing there now?
Well, it wouldn't have won an award for the most popular health policy in history, that's for sure. But let me tell you what that did. We faced massive financial pressure in 2010 with the global economic crisis. And in that situation with the ageing population, we said we needed to get more doctors and nurses onto the front line. So we did disband these huge bureaucracies, the primary care trusts, the strategic health authorities, and as a result, we have a record doctors and nurses in the NHS.
You wouldn't have done the Lanzer reforms, though, would you?
Well, the principle, I think, is the right principle, and we can all learn lessons in terms of the way we
but
got
you
the
wouldn't have done
across.
The reforms.
I think I would have put more money...
Hold on.
I absolutely do defend getting money out of the back office and onto the front line.
But you wouldn't have done the reforms.
So I would have done those reforms, but I might have tried to communicate them in a different way because, as I say, they weren't very popular.
I think you and colleagues in the Conservative Party have said that it created billions worth of efficiencies. I think most experts say that's not been audited, and actually they would have happened anyway. They were pushing ahead anyway. The Act made no contribution to that
at all. Well, I don't know which experts you're talking about, but the official government figures say that that Health and Social Care Act change
The truth is that every party needs to learn the lesson that we have no more top-down reorganisation.
Let me come to Andy Burnham.
Can I just actually answer Hugh's question? Because he asked me about the figures. The official figures make it clear that it's saving £1.5 billion a year.
Well, these are your figures.
No, those are the official government figures. They're done by the National Audit Office. They're audited. We can't change
Andy
those.
Burnham. Well,